Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, 2012 Pumpkin Beer Challenge. Our contestants are Samuel Adams, Dogfish Head, Wasatch, Uinta, and Shipyard. May the best pumpkin beer win!
Let's crack it.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on them.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast, it's for your learning.
We hope so. Ooh.
Anything interesting? Ooh, Shipyard.
All right, so here we are, Beer Coasters Podcast West. We are doing the 2012 Pumpkin Beer Challenge. I'm joined by Frank.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Nice
and,
to be here.
And Gina.
I'm the Vanna White of this evening.
So how we're doing this, we're going to do tournament style pumpkin beers. We have six different beers. And I found out after drawing up the diagram that it works best with four increments of four. So four or eight beers challenging, that's how tournament style would work best. But we're working it out. We're going to have a loser bracket and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
You brought me in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got, like I said, six beers. Here are the beers. We have two from Shipyard. We have the Shipyard Pumpkin Head. Mm-hmm. And we have the Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin. We have the Uinta Pumpkin and the Wasatch Pumpkin Seasonal.
Wasatch.
And the Samuel Adams Harvest Pumpkin Ale. And, of course, the Pumpkin Ale from Dogfish Head. So, those are the six beers we'll be trying. We, Gina, it's a blind tasting, and so Frank and I don't know which beers are which, so we're just going to go down the line, we're going to do tournament style, so here we go, let's start off with round one. Okay, round one, A versus B.
So A is up in here, right? And how much are we supposed to taste of this? Just enough?
However much you want.
Can I have another taste?
Smells pumpkin-y.
Is that what you call it, huh?
It smells like fall. Kind of smells like potpourri.
Yeah, it does have a potpourri-ness.
Tastes like potpourri.
That's no, not too... Really.
It's not extremely pumpkin-y to me.
Yeah, it's pretty,
it's actually subtle.
Pretty subtle. In the end, you get a little bit of the spices coming through afterwards, but
she's great.
I knew that was going to come out. That one's actually not too bad.
I think we should probably record.
Oh yeah, it's recording.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
we're
getting, we're getting all of it. All
right, good.
I kind of like that.
I thought
one.
You set it off.
It's pretty good. On to
yeah.
B.
That's very nice, actually, very drinkable.
Let's check out
drinkable. Yes.
B. It's a little darker than A. It's actually, I think, the darkest of the bunch.
Yes.
There's nothing on the nose.
No, there's a graham cracker. It smells like a cookie.
It tastes more like gingerbread than pumpkin, I
that's
think.
That's even lighter than the other one. It seems like it's more thinner.
Well, but
maybe less like, carbonation or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's almost transparent.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say
in
it
flavor,
much more than that.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It's more, there's more carbonation than taste.
Right. I was going to say, in the defense of whatever I'm defending, about pumpkin being very mild, it's pretty mild flavor. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's not
actually,
it's
yeah.
not easy
so you
to
put
have
all
it
the
come
other
through.
Stuff in there, yeah.
A lot of right, times, the pumpkin beers, they pump up the spices because you associate that with pumpkin, but pumpkin
right.
itself, even as a
that's
squash,
very true. Yeah.
is really mild.
Speaking of squashes.
Yeah, I got yeah. got some squash. We know about some squash up in here.
So out of those two, A and B, I like A. A moves.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. A for me.
B to the bracket.
Oh, B to the bracket.
Oh, so we're doing that. Okay.
Well, whatever.
I was just gonna leave.
Are we
gonna
rid them? Oh, I guess you could do that.
A, yeah.
So that's that we good don't idea. Forget.
So write down.
Okay, fine.
You chose A.
Okay, yeah. I guess B didn't have its social thing going on as much as A this time. Go ahead.
All right, so round two already.
Wait a minute. Now, how'd you...
All right.
Where'd you put...
Well, he told me to put it back up.
Oh,
there.
Oh okay.
He's
I
afraid
see.
He's going to knock it over.
No. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we can leave it.
Leave it up there.
All right, you're the man.
No matter.
So we're at C now, right?
C.
C, senorita. Or senorina.
Senorina?
I'm not allowed to have an opinion, right?
Married women are senorinas. Or senora.
Senora.
Actually, senorina is Italian, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I only had 6 months of that, so been a while.
So this one's a little darker than the first one.
An Italian wife? Or
we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I could tell you what.
This one's along the lines of the second one, B.
Less on the nose. Kind of stinky, honestly, on the nose. It's a
more
little...
of the poor potpourri again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not even in a pretty potpourri way.
Yeah, this one is a little bit more, it seems like, on the earthy side.
Yeah, that's all I was going for.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's actually
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah, it's actually okay, but I think you're right. Still, so far, I'm going for E.
Hey, this is C against D. Hey,
yeah,
mister.
C versus D.
I know.
Bro.
I'm
Don't
saying,
be jumping ahead.
As far as, but, yes.
So, down the line so far, yes, it's hard to not compare them to
right,
the other
right.
two we've just had.
D. All
right, let's go with D. Should we
Mr. D.
Palette?
I'm
going
to palate cleanse with my whiskey and squirt.
It's hardcore.
Ooh, this one. This one smells funky.
Sorry about
so
that.
So now we're on to D, beer
Not
D
sure that's
here.
The beer.
No, it is stinky, like for sure. Got a little leather going on in there.
Yeah.
Like leather and
yeah.
spices.
Yeah.
I think that was Henley and
Old
Stevie
Spice?
Nicks.
Oh.
Leather and spice. Leather and lace.
Oh, right. Mm.
Well, this one has more of a zing.
It's almost like a cider.
Much more of a cider.
Right? Like
actually,
it has like an apple peel thing happening.
And
like
it's a smaller bubble for the carbonation. I don't know if that's possible, but it's got...
It is.
Sure. Is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about that, but...
It tastes like an apple... Like a turnover, or like an apple custard or something.
Yeah, there's definite custardness.
You know, like there's this interesting doughy...
Yeah. So there's probably a lot of yeast in it.
Like an apple pie kind of thing.
Or just...
And there's,
yeah.
you know, I thought they used...
Yeah, could be, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't taste very pumpkin-y at all.
It's not pumpkin. It's not bad.
There
is those
spices. You get
I
some of the...
Not like it with the smell, but
I think I'm going for C.
Yeah, I think C will move on. I didn't want us to agree on everything.
Well, you know, it's quite obvious so far.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
And what's even more interesting is thus far, like, I was concerned about leaving one behind that really should have been up in the
mm-hmm.
in the winner's bracket, but not so much so far.
Mm. Not compare. I'm still thinking A, but go for it. Listen, yeah, this is great, but I can't stand right now. So what do I know?
All
right. Hey, you just stood up.
I lied.
Lie.
All right.
Yes.
E.
The next round, we're going on to beer E.
Or if you're counting five.
Yeah.
And you can still count.
Don't ask for anything higher.
Ooh, on the nose, it's grapey?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are good.
Maybe some...
A little B.O.?
No.
After you drink a bunch of wine and you're sweating it out in the spa.
No, I think it's it is. You're right on with the grape, but it's the grape with those same pumpkin-y spices, which is, in my opinion, not a marvelous combination.
Hmm. Whoa. Oh. I think I know which one this is.
This is why I don't like pumpkin beers.
See, now I actually like that one so far.
Oh, really?
It's big. It's like, it's almost like a barley wine, pumpkin-y.
Yeah, that's what it is. Totally.
It doesn't taste like it's barrel aged or something. To me, for some reason.
Oh yeah, it's bigger than it smells. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sheet grade.
Can you smell that?
Dude, I just took a mouthful. Sheet grade. sorry. You know, it actually has a little.
So what do you think it is?
A little Jack Daniels to it or something.
Yeah.
Well, there's a
little
sweet,
whiskey factor.
Like
yeah.
Sweet.
The sweetness, that might be
like
what I'm tasting.
Like some sort of like barrel, like oak barrel age. Like maybe like if it was like in a Jack Daniels barrel or something like that.
So what do you
think
I'm thinking
it is? It's the smashed pumpkin, but I don't know. Just because I've had the smashed pumpkin before, but it's been a long time.
And probably a year.
And yeah. And because did we do that?
We did.
Did we do that on the show last year?
Well, I don't know if we did. I'm pretty sure because we don't do pumpkin beers unless they're on the show.
Yeah, we've done some of these beers before. Like, I know I've done the pumpkin from Uinta, but that was probably in 2009. And the Wasatch pumpkin, I think I did.
Wasatch?
Oh. I think I did that last year.
How's it on the burp?
Same.
Big. Yeah, that's nice. I actually kind of dig that. Because it wasn't too, it didn't, the carbonation wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You actually enjoyed the taste.
Yeah.
If you like it. If you don't like it, it's probably not as good.
I like your logic.
I've worked on logic for years. These are Pro Tools now.
That's an audio geek talk right there. Audiophile geek
talk.
What
you call edited out.
Oh, no.
No, he keeps that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Okay, so let's move on to number F. Letter
number
F. Number F.
Mission Ostifer. Thought I had gas. Can you push me? Now this smells pumpkin-y or something. Almost like you're pumpkin.
Back to potpourri.
It's sweeter. Yeah, it's more of that
like
perfumey, pumpkiny.
If I hadn't poured them, I would have thought just from the nose that it was bee.
Oh wow, that's actually aggressive right there.
It dries up real fast, but it's it's very perfumey.
That's the most aggressive one to me, taste wise. It's like still in there.
And the most like, I would like a beer that tastes like apple pie. Here you go. You know what I mean? I feel
there's
like this one is
apple pie there, yeah.
Because it's got a little bit of crust going on there.
Yeah,
plus
it's
the
thicker,
spices
it seems thicker.
Kind of right on.
Almost like there's sediment or something. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
My mom used to make brandy, and like if you didn't strain it enough, you'd get it like a sediment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feels like that right there. It's good.
I'm not sure I want a beer that tastes like an apple pie, but I think this is it.
Really? I don't get much apple. I mean, to me, it's very, like, airy and, like, it fills your mouth with the carbonation and really dries up really fast afterwards.
Yeah, it doesn't hang around. I agree. It's not too syrupy sweet or anything.
And it's just, to me,
spices.
It's just perfumey.
See, I agree with the dry up factor. But I think the taste on mine, it does hang around. Because
it's
kind of like stuck
around,
in there,
yeah.
You know?
Mm.
But it, almost in a dry way, though, like you're saying.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't mind
what
me.
What you got? Oh, that's mine. Okay.
Beer in my way.
Do we get the taste back on E, or do we have to just go from memory?
No. You can totally go back and forth. Oh, okay. Whatever it takes to make a decision.
This one's tough.
You really liked
E. Yeah, I'm going to have to I have to go with E on this.
I think I'm going to go with F.
Yeah, we finally have a difference.
Our beers have moved on to the next round, or bracket, I guess.
Bracket.
But we have three, so now what we're going to do is we're going to try, we're going to take, well, we're going to put aside the least favorite of the three.
Right.
So two will advance, and one will stay behind for the loser's round.
We're not doing these?
I think those will be, we'll save those for last, and we'll have our loser bracket afterwards. Excuse me.
Finish up the winner's bracket, and then... What's that called? We don't watch enough reality TV. They do it all the time.
Or
they
sports.
Vote people off and crap.
Right. I don't watch enough basketball.
Right.
So what I was thinking you were going to do was like do the best of these three, then make that four.
Oh.
That's what I thought you explained earlier. But
oh, which you could, because then it's a foursome.
And then it...
Right.
Oh, that's actually kind of a cooler way to do it.
I like it.
Will be four.
Because in case anything got left behind that was really phenomenal.
Or worthwhile.
Then it gets a chance to compete.
But which one does it compete against?
Well, you'll go into a normal four bracket. You know what I mean?
Probably,
so these two,
this last one, yeah.
And then those two, and then one.
So out of these three, does it move down here?
Yeah.
Does it move up here? So does one of these compete with this one?
It doesn't matter.
Or does it compete with this one?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It becomes four.
Yes, he's saying it becomes four. I like it.
So let's go back to the...
Right.
If that works for you, that's
the
way I
like
heard
it,
you just
that,
in my
okay.
mind.
That way.
So of these three, we'll move advance to the next bracket.
And then we evened it out.
Right, and then now it's a normal bracket, so then you'll have two first.
But all these lines that I drew.
Oh.
They're pretty. It's good for the graphics.
Is this all the beer?
Good thing this isn't a video. No, there's more. I can add.
Okay, you might have to add.
Yeah,
well,
I figured.
To like, well obviously,
we'll see. As
you can eyeball it and...
I'll let you know.
The beer wench can top us off.
Luckily, I have experience in this. I was paid to do it at some point.
Hey, where do you get a beer wench these days?
Okay, so let's go between these three.
Okay.
And find our next round.
I hate that one so much. I can't even
this
handle
one?
It. Mm-hmm. No, the one that you picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was B, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's good. That's good. We have some
differences. I got it. I got it under control. Don't you worry. Yeah, we've been married too long. So far, we've picked all the same ones. We'll see. I think this will differ. I think he'll pick a different one than me. Not that that I count, mind you. I actually don't know which ones are which anymore. I mean, I have it written down, but I don't have a bias.
I think B, man. I think B's going to move for me.
Yeah, these ended up tasting like a... used Band-Aid, and I hate those.
You try it once in a while, and it just never changes.
And it might be because I have all these other beers on my tongue or taste buds right now, but they didn't hit me right, and this one kind of did. So maybe for your later drink, once you start drinking this one.
It always changes. As you go, you get different stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one is like strong
enough
all
three,
to
because
I would
have
it was too much for
deep.
Early.
All right, so... Between these, so now we move on to A or
A versus C.
In my thing, and you've got
and
A.
That's A versus C. And his
A versus C. Okay.
It's only the last bracket that is different.
A little whiskey factor to it. Like there's alcohol in it or something.
This one C tastes more like beer. You know, it has that. It tastes like beer.
Lageriness.
It's almost bland too.
It
doesn't speak as well as A does.
It lacks the pumpkininess. Like it has those spices and that like maltiness, but it has this certain beer factor to it that stands out. You know, maybe it's a lager type taste to me or whatever, but I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's very smooth. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. To me.
I'm liking A, because A has... It seems like, so far, A has the best balance. It has the good spices and the good pumpkininess, and it still tastes like beer. You can tell that it's like...
Right.
Unlike E, that was like, to me, was like super sweet and you can almost like taste like really high alcohol.
C does have like a beer taste and kind of resembling the beers that were cheap back in the day, like Stroh's.
Like a malt liquor type.
When I first started drinking some of my dad's stuff or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think that maybe that's when I'm coming up. Maybe that's when
I mean, you know, back when I was a young kid, 6-7 years old. So, yeah, I have to go with A for me.
Agreed.
You too?
Yeah, I think I'm going to move on with A.
A.
Read it to you.
Okay, now this one is between F and B for me.
This will get tricky for those listeners because we got 4 different beers here. We're trying.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they are all different now.
Mm-hmm. F and B. Yes, I actually have an F. I have F and E.
Oh, okay. F and E. F came through on your mm-hmm. subpar.
Right. Or right.
Whatever. Your gimme.
F was the real. Perfumey one.
Yeah.
More tasting perfume than smelling.
Right.
And you said
you know how like some perfume you almost like you taste it in your mouth that has that feel. It's like whoa. All
right. So, okay, so
we're need some, between need some these. Water up in here, or
this
are
is between
you guys
F and B.
I'm hammered.
All right. Whoa! Now that smells.
More for your taste
I'm going
buds,
back to that. That one is
the
like
hammered factor.
Wow, F smells like super pumpkin pie.
That's what I was saying the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know about that pie thing you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know.
And
about
B has a woody, a woodiness. It's like a toffee woody. It doesn't smell very pumpkin-y compared to F. I mean, F has a really big pumpkin pie aroma. Like the nutmeg is huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Smell wise, I gotta give it to F.
Yeah.
And that was my extra. Let's see what the thing tastes like now.
I don't know how I'm.
Who needs what? You got? Good. You good for this
good.
Round?
Good.
Okay. I'll probably need a little bit more of F in a minute.
If it makes
that
it to
tastes
the next
like
round.
Right.
Pumpkin pie right there.
F, right? That's
yeah.
What I'm saying. I think at one point I actually slipped and said apple pie. It was not my intention, but mm-hmm. it does have an apple pie-ness.
Yeah, you were saying apple pie, and I was like, no.
There is a factor of apple pie to it, but there's definitely the pumpkin, and you know, it's funny now. Again, I think I said it was more aggressive than anything else. It's by far standing. As more pumpkin than anything else right
yeah.
now. After all
right.
the tastes. It's really the only one that does taste like pumpkin to me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, especially the nutmeg. I mean, when you go into
that's
pumpkin,
probably what it
pumpkin
is.
Pie, you have the nutmeg and the allspice, stuff like that. But that, to me, is the most dominant of the spices, is the nutmeg. Really stands out.
There's a lot of cinnamon, though.
And some cinnamon, yeah. Totally.
The thing about that, I think, is that actually causes it to feel dry.
Yeah.
Like my mouth feels dry now, almost like I need more.
Right.
And that's...
Yeah, that's totally
that.
It. This, mm-hmm. The cinnamon.
That's probably mm-hmm. the cinnamon that
yeah.
does that.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
So they probably put cinnamon
was B,
in Coca-Cola. Because I always feel like my mouth is dry after drinking Coca-Cola.
Yeah. You want to keep drinking it.
Yeah, it's like you quench your thirst, but not really.
Was B the one you said smelled leathery? Do you remember?
No, I think that
no,
was
it was
down
further
like
down.
C or D.
That,
it was, I think it was C, because D was the one that was cider. So I think, I'm pretty sure it was C that I said was
I
leathery.
I think this one smells leathery now.
Which one are we talking about? B?
B.
Oh. B got left behind in my...
I have to put F up to the top two.
Smell, you're right. It's
yeah, F is sure. F is definitely advancing in my...
Damn it, we're back to the same ones.
In my conference.
Well, that's kind of cool, though. F was left behind, and watch it end up winning.
Right?
I'm glad you thought of that way, how to do that.
Well, you kind of made it happen.
Yeah, I just, I kind of pictured like Simon Cowell flying back to Orlando to pick up that one Mexican chick. After he let her go, he's like, I made a huge mistake, and she ended up winning.
Oh, yeah?
And I think F is going to be the Mexican chick in this.
Sorry, but can you leave it there so we have a... Well, I mean, I guess it's writ. That's fine. Apologies.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we knew what was happening.
Sorry, I didn't want to knock it over.
I know. You are kind of knocky.
I do, you know, I knock stuff over.
Knocky's good. Knocky. It's good for you, too. Lots of carrots. So,
C has lost. C is moving back. So now it is down in the, in Toby's conference, it is A versus F. What about you, Frank? What do you got?
We got...
A versus F.
Ah. And interestingly enough, not that anyone is counting, but mine is also down to A and F.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I think we have something there, then.
Right? And we were actually all different come the second round, because I had one that you guys... We all had the second bracket in the second round was all different.
Very interesting. I think F is going to be the winner just because it stands out at this point.
I don't know. A is pretty good.
So, to say real quick, Frank is... You're pretty new to pumpkin beers, right?
This is actually... I don't remember ever drinking pumpkin beers now. I've been beyond capable of remembering a lot of times while drinking, so I might have, but...
I think you'd probably remember, though, because to randomly drink a pumpkin beer, I think it would stand out in your memory as like, oh yeah, we were hanging out this one time and somebody busted out a pumpkin beer, and we were like, what? You know, one of those things. Or it was Thanksgiving dinner, and my first experience with a pumpkin beer was I was about 20, I think I was 21, and my cousin, who's older than me, showed up to Thanksgiving dinner with a six-pack of this pumpkin beer. I didn't even know, I'd never heard anything about it. I didn't know that pumpkin beers ever existed, and it happened to be Buffalo Bill's pumpkin beer, which I think is probably the worst pumpkin beer on the planet. And I had it, and I thought, this is kind of weird, and I don't really like this. And I'd had beer before, but, you know, I'd had, like, you know, Bud Light, Miller Lite, whatever, up until that point, malt liquor, that kind of stuff. So this was a different, totally different type of beer, and I still didn't like it then. And I've had it since then, and it's still pretty disgusting. So, to do a pumpkin thing, I know that regular listeners of the show would know that I'm not a huge pumpkin fan, but I do appreciate pumpkin beers, and it's that time of year, and so, you know, and the whole pumpkin challenge that was brought up to the show to us last year by Tony at Beer 411, I thought, hey, you know, let's get in. I'd love to do a pumpkin beer challenge, because it is an interesting style. And before we started recording, we were talking about how, you know, when you have a style challenge, you know, you could grab porters, you could grab pale ales or whatever and do a challenge, but for pumpkin beers it seemed to be a little bit different. You know, how different can pumpkin beers be? You just brew an ale and you throw in some pumpkin or whatever. So I think it's an interesting challenge. So anyway, but with Frank, this is like your first time really getting into pumpkin beer, so it's
pretty exciting. I was actually excited just thinking about it on the way over. And the same with you, you know, wondering how many different ways can they do it, and they really have figured it out.
Yeah.
At least six.
And there's tons more out there. The thing is that we...
Just don't buy Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Buffalo Bills, just a quick question. Did they end up, like, having bars, like, you know what I'm saying, like, with little breweries in them? Because there was, in Nashville, right down the street from me was a place called Buffalo Billy's, right next to Wild Horse, and they had a brewery. And I just wondered,
it might be.
I wonder if it is. I have no idea.
They're out of the Bay Area, I believe. Out of Oakland or something like that.
Right.
And it could be. I mean, they're a small brew pub, but that wouldn't surprise me if they had a brew pub back in Nashville. It's totally possible.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't get their pumpkin beer. I'd just go there to shoot pool.
But the thing is that it's a huge seller, and mm-hmm. it's popular. And I've heard so many people say how much they love it. All the best pumpkin beer out there is this one. But like I said, I haven't had much experience with pumpkin beer. That was the that was the only one I had until we started doing the show in 2009. And that, the fall of 2009, we did a special pumpkin beer show. And that was my first experience outside of trying Buffalo Bill's. And I still wasn't really that, you know, sold on the idea of the pumpkin beer. But over the years, you know, my horizons have expanded a little bit, and I'm more apt to try new things or go back to different styles that I wasn't sure that I used to not like before,
mm-hmm.
and then coming back to them. So I think this is a good way. Anyway,
kind of like broccoli.
Gina's telling me to wrap it up.
It's kind of like broccoli and beans. As kids, you just don't like that stuff. Yeah. Then later on, you're kind of like,
put some cheese on it.
As long
good.
As it gets me high, you know.
All right. So moving on.
You can edit that out.
So we are down. Our last challenge is down to beer A and beer F between
yes, sir.
Both Frank and I, and apparently Gina is down to beer A and beer F. So let's do it.
I think she was copying.
Yeah, she's looking over our shoulder.
Okay, we're doing it. Back
let's
to
do
A.
It.
Kind of like meditation.
Right?
Actually, A smells good.
Yeah. Tastes pretty good, too. It has a pretty even balance. You know, you get a little bit of the very little spice. You get a little bit of the sweetness. You get a little pumpkininess.
To me, I agree with you. I would call it more sophisticated than the others.
Mm. Yeah.
More streamlined,
yeah.
Not too much of anything, just almost perfect of the
yeah.
ones that I've tasted.
Hmm.
Which one is this that you're talking about, please?
A.
Just curious.
Where, like, my memory of F, actually, we should do this, but just my memory of F is more rock
oh,
and roll.
Yeah.
It's more rock and
this
roll.
One
it's,
is,
like,
yeah.
in your face, you know? No
yeah.
question.
Already. On the nose, I can say.
You have Wall Street and you have Rock and Roll here.
Yeah, one of them's paint by numbers and the other one's a little bit more like, yeah, in your face. Yeah. Hmm. F definitely does have some really nice, like, pumpkin pie qualities.
It's actually pretty good. I don't know if I could drink as much of that as I could drink of A.
Yeah.
For sure.
You already made your choice, Gina?
I know too much now. It's not really fair. But I agree.
She knows too much.
A is much more drinkable. And so I would choose that.
Okay,
sorry.
You know what? For the ending, for the ending, so that you don't think, so that you don't think
yes.
that
if
I copied, I'm going to write which
drinkable.
One I... What are we doing? Which one is more drinkable? Which one is better? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, which one do you like the most?
It's
well,
up to I'm
you what you,
or think is the
you
best.
Know. Yeah, it's not necessarily more drinkable is better. Just
right.
In this genre, for me, more drinkable is better, but that
yeah.
doesn't matter.
I you like the drink,
and I should have yes. shut up because I'm not
host. I am a huge fan of drinkability. Like, I like to have more than one. I like to. I also like to savor the flavor, but I also like to have quite a few. You know, if I dig it, I want to have some more, you know,
mm-hmm.
and make it drinkable, and I will enjoy it that much more. But I'm really conflicted between these two because I do really like the flavors of F, But I do like the drinkability of A.
I already made my choice. So here's what I would say on the drinkability thing. I think you're absolutely right. You like to drink more. And I'm not saying that it's more drinkable than F in a bad way. I just think you can, it wouldn't irritate you.
Right, exactly.
Or you might not get tired of it as fast. Now, I'm still thinking you could drink 8 to 10 of these things on F.
Done.
Now, like back in the day, back in the day, drinkability, old Milwaukee, man, I used to drink 18, 24 of them things, you know. We'd go out, watch a movie, have a couple.
Have a couple dozen.
I wish I was lying, but I'm not, you know. And that was drinkable, and I wouldn't consider that good, you know.
Right.
Drinkable doesn't always equal good.
Right. So I just wanted to throw that little aspect in there. Mm. The pro and the con.
Sorry, I ruined it. I mean, I spoke too soon. I did pretty good. I got to the last bracket before I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I didn't hear you even say anything like to give it away. But
I didn't. Well, no, but just that I said it was that. That's how I would go.
And I heard you mention something that there was a beer called Pumpkinhead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna bet that that's F.
F is winning it for
you, huh?
I
pushed F to the winner's
circle.
Okay, they're both doing it. F is it.
Cheers.
F for Frank, baby. Welcome to the pumpkin world.
So Frank is our winner.
All right.
We've both decided on F.
And I actually left F behind.
Yeah, left interesting. Behind. Glad we did that.
Yeah.
So F doesn't mean fail.
No, it doesn't. It means fun.
It means fun.
Okay.
Well, the reason. Okay, so tell me your reasons why you chose F in the end.
Well, you know, I remember saying it was so aggressive, and after like hanging out with all these little wimps, I was thinking that so aggressive was wrong, you know. But then once we were able to pull that up from the loser, which is rock and roll,
right?
Somehow the loser got an extra door open for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there, and he just kicked some butt, you know?
So it's just because he was the underdog?
No, it wasn't. It was actually, it's kind of funny the way that was, though, because he was the underdog at the first, because you're kind of, these were all normal to me.
Right.
And it was the only one that stood out, and then almost like standing out was a bad thing.
Right, right.
In a wrong way, because it was just a little too aggressive.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, by the time you got back around to the second round, you needed something to wake you up a little more. The rest was almost, not to say that it was water, because it wasn't, but compared to this.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm curious to know why you chose F over E, because you really liked E, and then they were paired for you again.
Where is E?
It was this one. The really big one. You guys were calling it big. But yeah, it was paired with it, and you put E forward, and then it was paired with it again, and you went F.
Because this ended up, again, like the best of the smooths.
Right.
Where I almost was happier that something spoke to me.
Hmm. Interesting.
At that point.
Right. No, I get you. I was just curious.
Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, the E to me is like the barley wine of pumpkin beers, for whatever reason. It feels more higher alcohol, super malty, just really overpowering big flavors, which isn't always a bad thing, but in this case, it was a little too much.
I'll say this, even though E was left behind of those three, if it was just amongst those three, I think E would have won, so it would be like F and E is my one and two.
Right.
Thank you for reminding me, because that's actually good.
Well, we've got more.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put down Fee.
Fee. And if you had a second, what would you say it was? Is it
I would
C?
Say A.
Or A, I mean?
Yeah. Sorry. A would be my number two choice. That one was, it was clean and somewhat refreshing, but it had good flavors, and like we were saying, it seemed to be safe. It was like the paint by numbers. It was like, okay, we've made a lot of these. We know we've got it down to a science, and it's not offensive. It's
so. What is it?
out of all of these, I only because I think that it would either be between Sam Adams or Dogfish.
A, I would say A is Sam Adams.
Yeah.
Because I like Sam Adams, anything that I've tasted by it.
Right. And they are generally, and they stick with safe, yeah, like,
Sam
to
Adams,
the,
that's what tends I'm saying. To be right. The safe.
I understand.
I would say Pumpkinhead was F.
Hmm.
I don't know the others, so, but just, right, just anybody crazy enough to
I don't
name
even
it.
Know, I don't even know what F is. I don't even know what the winner is.
Yeah, that was what I was, my next thing was, what do you guys think the winner is?
That's my guess. Those are my guesses.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I mean, to me, it could be, I mean, I've had the Wasatch Pumpkin. I forget what I
Wasatch? Get. Oh.
And I've had the Pumpkin, and I've had the Smash. I know it's not the Smash Pumpkin.
And you already said you think E is the
I
Smash.
I think E is the Smash Pumpkin. Okay, so.
So, how do you want me to work this? Do you want me to reveal, or do you want me to, I want to throw in an interesting note, because while you guys were tasting, I got Beer Advocate ratings,
mm-hmm,
and I wanted to throw in there.
There you go. Let's hear what other people think.
What other people think. And it's interesting because the...
Oh, for F, for our winner?
Well, I was just going to say the top three from Beer Advocate ratings, mm-hmm, users and brothers.
Of these six
of
beers.
Of the pumpkin beers or the ones
of,
we're
of
trying?
Of the pumpkin beers that you guys are trying.
Okay.
They would have chosen A as their number one.
Nice.
Wow. E and F were actually a tie for the users, but the brothers called E for number two, and F would have been number three. So it wasn't far off, interestingly enough.
So I actually think E is two.
Yeah. So this guy, right? So...
you know, for not knowing, that's just... that's why you want to play, like, in the music factor. That's why you want to play your stuff to as many people that don't know anything about it as possible. Because you need to feel what they feel.
Right, right.
You don't even need to have them tell you. You can almost see them go, like, twitch their eye or, you know what I'm saying? Or move their head or, like, they're in it and you don't, you right. know. You know, you don't even have to ask. Just sit there and listen. I'm going right. to see how you react. And that's the cool part about people not knowing. So hopefully I was somewhat of a help.
Oh, yeah.
For once in my life.
Totally. And, so, the winner, our winner here.
Wait.
You don't want to know?
Did you want to guess which F
oh,
was?
Yeah.
Or did you say?
He said all I said he. Sam, all he.
Oh, Pumpkinhead
yeah.
is your winner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That's my guess.
I would say, oh gosh. I'm going to go with Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head is one, and then Sam is two, is what you're thinking. Because
yeah.
you said Dogfish or Sam. For
Sam would
two.
Be the safe bet. Dogfish Head, I think, would be a little bit more aggressive and more whatever.
All right. Are you ready?
For We're
the
ready.
Unveiling? F. The winner, Wasatch.
Wasatch?
Wow!
Wow!
Awesome!
Yeah. Wasatch is pumpkin.
That's
ale.
Awesome.
Wow, that's great.
Which was also, as we said, number three on Beer Advocate, so not bad.
Good job, Wasatch.
Runner-up.
Wasatch.
Runner-up here at our table, and number one through Beer Advocate, Pumpkin from Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head, Pumpkin is
yeah.
Oh, that's
and,
A? Okay.
More drinkable, which was interesting, in this lineup anyways. It was Frank's number two, and also the Beer Advocate Brothers number two was E Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin.
Smashed Pumpkin.
Yeah. And then from there it went down to...
Oh, so I was right about that?
Squishy.
E was Smashed
yeah.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You're
at least
right
I was right about something.
Jeez.
Cool.
If anybody cares to know, my one
yes.
that I pulled
let's
up...
Let's hear it, Gina.
The one that I pulled up from... What was it? Oh, it's D, Shipyard's Pumpkinhead. That's the one that tasted a lot like cider.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it only didn't win for me to go up to the next round, only because it was... I don't think it was very pumpkin-y. Like,
it's
I actually
it
liked it better
again.
Than the Wasatch, but it wasn't pumpkiny.
Which one?
It's something
D?
Else.
You're
yeah.
right. It just it's a nice taste. It I don't get pumpkin from it at all at this
right.
point.
Right. So I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And that was what, Pumpkinhead?
Mm-hmm.
See, they sold us. They lied. They put the name on there thinking it's going to be something crazy enough.
Right, and it wasn't.
To name it that, and they just gave us beer.
Right.
They just gave us beer.
Coming in...
Well, they wanted their smashed pumpkin to stand out even more.
Yes.
They said Pumpkinhead or smashed pumpkin. Bigger bottle, got some gold foil on the cap. Sold.
Next down the line was
more
C.
More extreme.
C, which did indeed make it through the first round on both sides of our table.
Yes.
The pumpkin from Uinta.
Oh, yeah. C, pumpkin.
Oh, I should mention, let me go back for a second, that the pumpkin head from Shipyard had a 67 only from the Beer Advocate users.
That sounds about right. Maybe even high.
Right. And then the pumpkin from Uinta had a 75. Wow. So that kind of gives you an idea. Interestingly enough, Sam Adams never really left the starting gate. I guess you pulled it up, Tobes.
Was that B?
B. Samuel Adams. The Beer Advocate users had it tied with Shipyard Smash Pumpkin and Wasatch at an 82.
Dirty.
I'm all done with
it. I just tasted it again. It tastes like there's a little dirty factor to it, almost.
All I have is that.
There's no
going back.
Oh,
yeah, if you want some.
Is that what you want? Oh, it was the dark one.
Yeah, that was the darkest one. Wow. This one actually. No.
It's weak.
Yeah, it's you know? It's not very. It's not a. It's more like a brown ale with a slight pumpkin spiciness. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, surprisingly, all quite good. Like,
yeah.
Overall, I think
not too bad.
Yeah. For pumpkin beers, you know, I don't know. I am not a fan at all, so I kind of almost wasn't looking forward
That's
awesome. To this. But they were all pretty good. That smashed is a lot. I'm sure people really like it, obviously. I mean, the users and the brothers gave it, would have ranked it number two, Frank too. It's too much for me. What is it? It's 9.0%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Jeez. No wonder I'm tipsy.
So there you have it, folks. The winner is the Wasatch Pumpkin Seasonal. Brewed with natural spices and pumpkin.
Wasatch
is out of... I think they're Salt Lake City, Utah.
Really? Sounds like a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah Brewers Cooperative out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Cheers. So, thanks to Frank for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Gina for being our master of ceremonies.
Awesome job.
I try.
There you have it. The Beer Coasters Podcast West 2012 Pumpkin Beer Challenge with the winner, Wasatch.
Wasatch?
Pumpkin Seasonal.
That's good. That's good. Can we tell the dirty jokes now?